Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. The Back Together Gurney Dining Challenge is what we have been talking about for the last several weeks. Things are wrapping up. So if you want to get in on this, that grand prize, this is your last chance to get entered for that this last week. We're going to be announcing coming up next week right here on the program about 7:30 next Thursday. So,
aw, snap.
Go out, get some food from Gurney Restaurants, post your pictures on Gurney's Got It, and tag at hashtag BackTogetherGurney for more entries into the grand prize drawings, which is for an overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge in Gurney. That includes the water park passes and dinner for the family. And along with that, four-day single tickets plus $100 in-park dining vouchers to Six Flags Great America. Again, that grand prize winner will be announced next week right here with Gurney's Got It. Want to welcome, though, Nick from Rosati's in Gurney. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, good.
Now, Rosati's been in Gurney for a really long time. How long have you been running the joint?
Well, we've been in the business for the last 12 years. My uncle was the one who started first. He's got a couple of restaurants in Antioch and Lake Geneva. It was originally a hot dog place, and then we turned it into Rosati's. We kept the both name, Red Hots and Rosati's, so we don't want to lose a customer. Plus, we have a great community, support us, so we're going good.
I had no idea it used to be it was a hot dog place originally?
Originally, it was a Chicago Red Hots,
huh.
And then we kept both, name Rosati's and a Red Hot.
Now, your pizza recipe, though, it hasn't changed since 1964. Actually, what does it say on the box again, Wes?
It says, 1964.
Keeping it real since 1964.
Keep it real, yeah.
Gotta keep it real. What has changed, though, in pizza?
Honestly, it's a two group. So we still follow the grandfather recipe because my uncle's been associated with them for the last 30 years. So we're making our own dough from scratch. We have our own meatball, sausage. Ribs, pizza sauce, marinara sauce, meat sauce. So great varieties. So we try to keep it real from original side. Newer side is like pretty much everything comes in cans, so you just dump it. But we don't believe on those things, so we just make it from scratch, everything.
Oh.
So that's why we are kind of in the business.
Did you just grunt, by the way, when he was talking about the food, Leah?
I might have. It might have.
But he was talking like... She didn't even know she did.
Was it me or my stomach?
I don't know.
Well, I can smell pizza because I did open up the box, which you brought in.
Sausage and bacon, so it's a common and favorite pizza for everybody. So it's a crunchy bacon, and you'll like it.
I just almost did it again.
You can take a bite if you want. You know?
I probably shouldn't do that on the air with all the noises that I'm making right now. I love pizza. Who's not passionate about pizza? Seriously, I don't know anybody that doesn't like pizza. 23 different toppings you guys have there.
Yeah, so we got sausage, bacon, Canadian bacon, pineapple, basil, onion, green pepper, mushroom, you name it, we got it.
Can we go back 1 second? You mentioned one thing on there. Do you like pineapple on your pizza as a person that makes them?
Personally, I don't, but I noticed that a lot of Spanish people, they like pineapple with a combination with jalapeno, so it's kind of like
sweet
and spicy kind of thing.
There are two people in the world, those that like pineapple on pizza and those that do not.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, but I'm like kind of in the middle. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
You have to choose a side.
Don't tell me. I'll grunt at you. What's the oddest combination of toppings then? Do you have you ever gotten that call and you're like, huh?
Yeah. Like the weird one I've seen was sausage, anchovies, and mushroom. And anchovies are the one, which is weirdest one. I never tried it, even though I'm working in a pizza.
Yeah.
But people say it's kind of more salty.
It's salty, yeah.
So he had one the other
day. It's the weirdest combination. Like, who's going to have that kind of pizza and how are they going to like it? But another couple more toppings. So I believe on less toppings so you can taste the flavor.
Yeah. Sure.
But people get monster, like one of our specialty, it has like 7, 8 toppings.
Right.
I guess they want to try it. They want to try it, I guess. So
less is more sometimes when it comes to pizza. I agree with that.
True that. And as a pizza professional, can you also tell my fiance, A, don't put pineapple on pizza, and B, don't dip it in ranch? I tell her all the time. I'm like, you dip it in ranch, you can't taste anything but the ranch. Stop dipping your pizza in ranch.
I mean, people... they do like it, the dipping in ranch, but once you have a great sauce in there, then you don't need it, I guess, you know. So
Rosati's, though, again, you mentioned, started off as a hot dog place, started off as Red Hots, kept the name Rosati's, Red Hots. You guys do have a variety of different things. How can people order food? Are you doing the curbside thing?
We're doing a curbside. We started in pandemic, and in America, you know, pizza is known for like mostly deliveries and pickups. So honestly, pandemic time really doesn't affect us too much because people have a concept of pizza delivering before any third party started, like, you know, delivering, which is recently do. So it didn't affect us too much. But we have a dining, great dining for 70 people can sit in. We have a great crowd coming from Six Flags. Yeah, last year what did affect us was a pandemic, was Six Flags
being closed. Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, the businesses which were not allowing to come in.
Right.
Like a tri-state businesses. But other than that, we did good.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, check out Rosati's in Gurnee. Nick, thanks so much for being on with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Before I let you go, you got to pick a Gurnee go-to and go.
I will take a Grateful Lodge, and whenever I get a chance, I'll definitely take my family, go take over there and visit them.
Great Wolf Lodge is a great one. And again, they are part of that grand prize package that we are going to be announcing next week with Gurnee's Got It here on 102.3 XLC. Wes and Lee.